Yeah, welcome to the show. Now we have Christian from Spain through Skype here in the show. Christian, maybe you like to introduce yourself.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Christian Negre Valchak. Maybe if you've been into this net audio, famous net audio scene, you know me for using nicknames like Applejacks or Apple Zup, which is apple juice wrongly written, and apple soup wrongly written too. I've been in charge of a small mixtape net label here in Calella, which is near Barcelona, which is in Spain, since 2004, and we've got 30 releases, two coming up the tube briefly, and I'm also involved in promoting and discovering the net audio scene more or less, not much less than your friend Moritz Sauer is.
Where comes the name? Do you like apple juice very much, or why did you choose this for your name?
I was born in England, but I've been living here in Spain since I was a month old. And my mother, which is English, always says you should eat an apple a day because it keeps the doctors away. And I always found this sentence very funny. And I don't know, like when I was 16, 17 years old, there was all this fashion and cool. Okay, let's write wrong our names though, because that's really radical. And I said, yes, I'm going to use apple juice and I'm going to write it wrong because I'm real radical and real cool.
Yeah, it's something like flow. When I was here in 2000, I wanted to use this name with the normal F. And then I found out that the flow.de was already taken, and then I said, what to do? I like the word, so I made it PH because it's more fat, you know. And so we have something in common, I guess. Have you one special song you like very much about the net label scene, what we could play now in the podcast?
Well, I say one of my favorite, probably one of my favorite tracks. Especially because it was like a big discovering. I was writing for a conventional electronic music magazine here, which was Trax in Spain, and I write about a Spanish guy from Madrid who's called Santi Lizón. His artist name is Crisopa. That's Crisopa. And I was really in love with a track of it called Regalos, which is Presents. And it's really, really quiet and quite ambient with some piano strings going on. It's really nice. And I write about him. And since then, we've met a few times in Madrid and in Barcelona and in St. Evans. And since then, I've seen he's gone up and up, which made me very happy. So that would be a nice track to start.
Thank you.
Yeah, hello, we are back here again with Christian, and there are two things which I attached to you in my view. It's open.net and MiniFoo. Can you tell us something about those websites?
Open, written with a three instead of an E. Open is what I said before, it's the mixtape net label. And I don't really consider it as a net label, despite using the word net label, because it's not about releasing new music. It's more about promoting existing music released previously by other net labels. So it's like somehow choosing and selecting and offering personal views and taste it about what other net labels are doing at the moment. For doing this, I've always been invited not only DJs or musicians or curators, but sometimes I just invited, I don't know, maybe the graphic designer of such net label just because I like the artwork, or maybe I just invited a fan, someone who was writing often in some boards about net audio, trying to get all this, the available spectrum of people related with the scene. That's why I've got, I think, I've got several, I don't like to use in the word category, but I mean, I've got number 30 was Simon Careless, which is the net label owner of Monotonic, and he's also the creator of the founder of the Archive net label section, which for me is quite relevant because not many of us would be here probably without the option of hosting our files there for free. Yeah, he is a really kind guy too. So from here, I would say hello, Simon. Thank you for all your work, and there's people here who really appreciate your efforts for all these years.
Now you introduce the mixtape net label. We make another cut because we want to listen some music. Have you got a special mix you would suggest to start on your net label?
Well, the thing is, there's so many different. I think there's so many different styles in it that I don't know, we've got from experimental drones and ambient to Milli Strands or pop rock, but maybe I'd like to remember Chenard Walker, which was Chenard Walker is a French artist who was working, released many things in the net label. It was mix number 8 called Open Closed, and Chenard Walker I still think website is still available, but because he was really ill, and I think he's been away from the net, and I haven't got much news from him, so I'd like to just say this words as a treat for all the work he did. It's freesamplezone.org. I'm just linking at it to see if it's still available, because I know he had a terrible disease and was has been retired for some time.
I would say we play a tune from him or a mixtape. Let's figure it out, and then we come back to you and ask the question, and what's MiniFoo?
Thank you.
we're back, and you talked about open and about its different sounds. What is Minifu?
Well, Minifu was, it wasn't my original project, at least the name. At the beginning, I also was interested in not only promoting the music I was doing in open. I was currently constantly selecting music and making chart lists for different publications, or written and print, reprinted and online, mags and so on. And I met this guy from the other side of Spain, Carlos Casas, and he was working in some kind of blog, a very simple blog, but writing about net level releases too. That was about 4 or 5 years ago. And I tried to say, oh, why don't we work together? And he was really open-minded and said, okay, I host Minifu inside of my server, and we take your name, which is okay for me, which was Minifu, and we work together. And since then, we've been trying to spend some time and sharing experiences. And what we tried to focus from the beginning is in promoting what Spanish net labels, and having constant looking around what net labels are working and which way they're working and what events are happening. And that's it, more or less. So the thing is, we've been three or 4 years, and of course some things go down and sometimes it's a bit up, and it's like it's funny, but sometimes it's hard to keep on it.
Yeah, of course, because the listeners don't know, you're a teacher in your normal life, you have two children and a wife, and then you even try to do some promotion and listening to music and so on. You talked about the Spanish net label scene. Should we feature a net label? What is one net label you think you like very much in Spain? And then we just choose a sound to listen to some music from Spain.
Well, there's many net labels I like, but maybe one of the ones I enjoy most listening to is probably one called Persona Isla, which means Isla is island and Persona is a person. It's like person, island person, and I think it's a good net label. Before, they started with a really nice website, all designed in Flash, but lately they've forgotten and they've changed it something, and now it doesn't look really nice from my point of view, of course, but the music is still, and lately they haven't been releasing my stuff. And at the beginning it was, wow, it was very nice looking, and but I don't know what's happening with them. Anyway, that's a good start. And then what about? Can I say another one, or Persona Isla is okay?
No.
Persona
Isla. We play two tracks. So we play one from the first net label, and the second net label is?
Let's see. I also like very much, there's one of the minor, there's a pop, electronic pop music, some folk music. There's a net label called Error Lofi, which is run by a Catalan guy, which is Xavi Fournier. He's a really nice guy. He used to have a punk record label, official record label. He forgot the idea, he lost money, and then he ran into this net label. And not long ago, I just saw one of the artists feature it on a television here. So it's great work for him and nice music. Error Lofi.
Y pica de manso Oh.
Now we're back again with Christian from minifuopen.net and netaudio.es. You're also one member of the NetAudio movement in starting coming from Barcelona. How did everything happen? How did you guys meet each other, and how did everything started there? And how is the scene in Barcelona? How is the movement about Creative Commons and all that stuff?
Well, go back again to 2001, 2002 or something like that. I get to discover Creative Commons, and after a year, I open.net. I start writing in Minifu, and I really see month after month, net labels coming out, artists signing up for these net labels, and events going on, and well, let's try to establish something, or some kind of relation between all of us, because it's yes, I speak with the guys in, I don't know, Mega. I speak with the guys in Ritmus and in the from the Canary Islands. I speak with this, but it's just okay. Why don't we try unite and see what we can do together? So and that was the idea.
Yeah, and so who's running NetAudio.es? I know, of course, I was there, but who are the main characters behind NetAudio, the NetAudio scene in Barcelona, doing this conference?
Well, the three main names are from the beginning. I mean, from the beginning, it's David Domingo, which is the big name, I'd say, is the guy thinking he's all the organization, and he's got experience doing things like that because he's involved in LAN parties where there's a big one here in Barcelona called VCN party for all the demo scene and all that things. He's a computer engineer and he's a really skilled guy, and he's the one who takes all the production of the event. And then there's Juan Prieto, which is also known as Music, and he is the one who takes care of the money, which is a really important part.
I hope he's not
running
away with it.
The third name is... No, I don't know. Well, if he does... it's no problem because he can go away with much money. So I don't think he's go very far. And then the third name is me, which was, I think, the one helping them to do the best we can. Lately, it's been Gerard Romans, which is a graphic designer, and he takes care of all the web and designing and all the image, corporate image and all those things, which is much help too. So, and apart from that, which is I'd say it's the core, other people have, there's Antonia Foguera, which is a journalist here in Barcelona. I think you met her, Antonia, the nice girl, blonde nice girl. Yes, I'd say beautiful. And which is a journalist, and she's an online TV presenter. She's presenting several online TV stations and programs around here, and there's also Sebastian Seifert, which is running a project called Audio Neto, and he also covers all the audio recordings of all the conferences and events. And
you don't have to mention everybody because it's more interesting. I know, of course, you want to include everybody and not get dissed when they hear the show, but I guess they know that you would mention them. So I make a little cut and I ask you, when was the first time the conference took place and what were your experiences after the festival?
First of all, it had to be cancelled because I don't live in Barcelona. I live 50 kilometers in a small village, The guys in Barcelona are David and Juan Prieto, which I mentioned before, and I won't say any more about them at this moment. And we had to rely in some other people, which said, "Okay, yes, we'll get you the main place to for the night events." We had a space for the day conferences, which was okay. It wasn't such cool and big as whether this last edition has been, but at the end things went wrong and we depended on other people's words, and at the end these words simply disappeared, so they let us down. And after, so that was not really good propaganda for us.
When was it?
That was 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago, and we had to postpone, and that we lost the, we had to lose the grant, the money we had, because we had to spend it in that year. But after then, we recovered it, and we learned from an experience, and we managed to do something small but well done. That was the first year, which was held in the day events at CCB, and night in a small club down the Ramblas. It's an important club called Fellini. But we didn't like the environment because it was music too loud, and we wanted something a bit more for networking and charting, because we concentrate more in the theoretical aspects. I don't know if that sounded very well, but we like more discussing about things and so on.
So, and then the next year, I think this was this year?
Yes, just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, so we just play a little bit music, and then we talk about if the networking this year was much more fulfilled with success. So I think we just play music and tell you later on what we played. So enjoy.
Sure.
Here we are again. We've just listened to Angel Galán, track title called Fun Computer, and from net label atsensor.com from Madrid. Now, more. What's the next question?
The next question the last part of the interview would be about the netaudio.es 2008. And we talked about networking. Are you very happy with this conference? And is there a response also from outside the scene? Or is it still a little movement in Barcelona and whole Spain?
Well, with this edition, we're not really happy about the people coming, because especially Saturday, it was quite lousy, which I know it's not really intelligent or polite or saying it, but us, we are not getting no money about this yet. It's the truth. I think this, it's really interesting. Well, I really believe in what we're doing, but I don't know. I'm really trying hard to try to get to the big, not to the big audience, which I'm totally convinced we'll never get there. But it's a pity, because we get people saying, when podcast, where the recordings? We want to see the video. We want to see the. You say, hey, Mama, you should come. We're doing this for free. You just come. You make me. We make us happy. We make us continue working on this. And it's good for networking online, but it's still bad for working. Real life, physical. I know it was a bad day, because it was that Saturday. I didn't know, but the two football teams, the most big football teams, were playing this that day, and I didn't discover until the next day. Barcelona and Espanyol.
But they played in the evening.
Yeah, well, that. But it's you know where I'm not really fond on football, but you know, they go, you go before, you have some beers, then you go inside the football court, and then you watch the football, and I don't know.
I think this is sometimes quite difficult with all those computer people. They think it's more easy to start the computer than to go somewhere. But I agree totally with you. Networking, meeting the people is always very astonishing, because you think you talk with the people with email and so on, and then you meet the people and think, whoa, they are really nice. I'm really surprised, and I was really pleased that you invited me to Barcelona. I was very excited that I came over, and the evening on the Friday with the music, with Juan's performance, it was a really nice evening where we talked, and I can advise all the people to network together and not only doing it via MySpace and so on, meet in the real in real places and talk to each other.
It's totally necessary, and that's why we've since the beginning we've been fighting for it. It's necessary. We should try to meet, because it's not only, and actually I wouldn't be doing this with you if we hadn't met before. And it has happened with other people who has actually come with me. Since that moment we've met physically, really interesting projects, new projects have been generated and are developing. And so it has to be like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Last question. Do you come to NetAudio London?
I'd love to come.
I think to you it's your heart is bleeding now, because you would love to go there, but of course
I've got two children and they need me here. Well, I'm sure I could escape, but I'd like to escape in conditions.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'd love to be. I know you were going there, and I know Sven's going there, and the other day I talked with Raimund and changed some lines and said, "Ah, you're coming." No, we can't come.
But maybe when we are trying here in Cologne now to do a little Net Audio Festival next year, and I'm sure we will do a very good one and a big one in 2010. It's some time ahead. But then you can plan and come with your whole family. You're invited to visit at my home, so then there would be no excuse. And
I'm not sure you want to have two small kids running around here. I've got two little demons. Yes.
The only problem would be I won't understand any Spanish words, but I think they would teach me. So, Christian, thanks very much. Is there one song we like to close the show with? One all-time favorite of you?
Yes, but I'll tell you tomorrow when I send it to you. Okay, you cut here.
Okay,
I'll think about it and I'll tell you which one I will like to put there.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you for all the work you've done for the community, and hope to see you some other time in some future.
So thanks being in our show. See you soon, hear you soon, and bye bye.
You're listening to flow-magazine.com.